Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said real progress had been made in negotiations with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's top deputy in New York toward holding a potential summit between Mr. Kim and President Trump. Mr. Trump told Reuters it may take more than one meeting with Kim Jong-un to seal a denuclearization deal.
We'll see what happens. It's a process. It's all a process. We'll see. And hopefully we'll have a meeting on the 12th that's going along very well, but I want it to be meaningful. It doesn't mean it gets all done at one meeting. Maybe you have to have a second or a third, and maybe we'll have none.
The president also said he would like Pyongyang to dismantle its nuclear weapons program as quickly as possible under any agreement. United States escalating transatlantic and North American trade tensions, imposing a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports from the European Union, Canada, and Mexico beginning today. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the tariffs totally unacceptable and vowed retaliation.
We all know that this is going to lead to harm for American workers and American industries. Our economies are too interlinked to not have significant disruption in American families and American communities south of the border.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said the U.S. move on tariffs marks a bad day for world trade. U.S. Justice Department National Security Division, created September 11th to combat terrorism, is increasingly focused on the emergent menace cyber threats posed by foreign countries from Russia to China. This is VOA News. China's militarization of man-made islands in the South China Sea will not scare off the United States, which is promising to continue carrying out so-called freedom of navigation exercises despite the rising threat. Admiral Harry Harris is the outgoing head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command.
China remains our biggest long-term challenge. Without focused involvement and engagement by the United States and our allies and partners, China will realize its dream of hegemony in Asia. We should cooperate with Beijing where we can, but stand ready to confront them where we must.
U.S. defense officials say China has been moving both surface-to-air missiles and air defense capabilities to islands in the South China Sea. Earlier this week, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis criticized China's military buildup in the region. Denmark has become the latest European country to ban certain clothing worn by some Muslim women. Critics say that infringes upon women's rights to wear what they choose. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting.
Denmark has banned wearing the face veil in public, joining France and other European countries in outlawing the burqa and niqab worn by some Muslim women. Parliament voted for the ban on Thursday, saying face veils go against Danish values. Police will be able to order women in public places to remove their veils or leave. They'd be able to fine women who broke the law. Critics of the law say women have the right to dress as they choose. Rights groups like Amnesty International back that view. Denmark has long struggled with how to integrate immigrants into its welfare state. That debate has intensified since Europe's 2015 refugee crisis, and an anti-immigrant party became Denmark's second largest in an election that year. France, Belgium, Bulgaria, and the Netherlands have all restricted the wearing of the full-face Muslim veil in public.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Pope Francis says he's sending his two top sexual abuse investigators on a return trip to Chile to do more investigation of a child abuse scandal that has caused a major rift between the pontiff and the church leadership in that country. Controversy centers around a priest who was found guilty by the Vatican in 2011 of sexually abusing boys in Santiago in the 1970s and 80s. The priest, who is now 87 and living in a nursing home, denies any wrongdoing. Victims accuse the local bishop of knowing about the abuse and taking no steps to stop it. He denied the allegation, but was one of the bishops serving in Chile who offered on May 18th to resign over the controversy. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.